Well, when you first come into the valley, you see all of these terraces that are remnants of the ancient agricultural complex that dates back almost 1,000 years. So the original inhabitants of these valley built these walls and left them to be able to grow taro on the land.
Kavika Winter enjoys introducing people to one of Hawaii's natural treasures through guided tours. He's been the director of Limahuli Garden and Preserve on the island of Kauai for more than a decade. Exploring the verdant tropical valley makes you feel like you're stepping back in time. Winter notes while most of Hawaii's food is now imported, once upon a time, valleys like this one nourished the whole community.
If you were to take the time to walk through the jungle over here, you'd find terrace after terrace after terrace all the way down to the ocean. So this valley was definitely feeding a lot of people in the old days.
In Hawaiian, Limahuli means turning hands. Some say it refers to the people who once turned their hands here to work the earth. Limahuli Garden and Preserve is one of four gardens in Hawaii run by the National Tropical Botanical Garden. Winter says it's also one of the few places in the state where people can learn how to manage resources based on the ancient Hawaiian ahupua'a system.
An ahupua'a is basically a land section that extends from the top of the mountains out into the ocean, and it's within the borders of an ahupua'a that Hawaiian communities were developed and managed.
Hawaii is the endangered species capital of the U.S. Winter says Limahuli plays a leading role in saving native species with its approach to biocultural conservation.
There's upwards of 40 species that are on the verge of extinction that exist in our valley, and we're working to do ecological restoration to prevent extinction of this precious biodiversity that exists in this valley. Some of the species are only existing in this valley, and some of them have very limited range, some of them down to a few individuals in the wild.
The Hawaii botanist says he hopes that by coming to Limahuli, visitors will learn some valuable lessons from the past, that ancient Hawaiians understood whatever you do on the land affects the life and ecosystem of the ocean. They also recognized fresh water is a secret to everything. Today, Limahuli Stream remains one of the last pristine waterways left in the islands. Kavika Winter believes Limahuli Garden and Preserve can show the world how to care for the planet.
You know, a lot of us in Hawaii and other places around the world are trying to move more towards a sustainable lifestyle. It's a really big buzzword right now, sustainability. But from our perspective, instead of reinventing the wheel, all we need to do is look back to a system that worked in Hawaii for at least a millennium and quite possibly more. And so we look back to the ahupua'a system of resource management, and we use that, its guiding principles, its guiding philosophy, and our hope is that we can be a model of sustainability, and we can ensure that the ahupua'a system can offer viable solutions to our contemporary issues of regarding sustainability in Hawaii and the globe.
For VOA News, I'm Heidi Chang at Limahuli Garden and Preserve.